It's Monday, August 20th. This is your NPR News Afternoon Update. Bob Collins from NewsCut is here.
This is what the bright, bouncy voice of somebody who's just back from vacation sounds like. Mine is the one of those who are still in the
mines. Flight home yesterday nearly crushed me. But
did it?
It did. It nearly crushed me.
Thoughts and prayers
I know. I've got some residual left. Let's talk about buildings today.
Yeah.
Two building stories.
Okay.
One, what is 3M doing?
They're turning their sides of their building out here on I-94, just east of town, into a gigantic billboard. You know, they came up with the idea for those vinyl, I don't know if they're vinyl, but those wraps that you see on like light rail vehicles and buses and stuff. And so they have turned the entire side of that big iconic and I think ugly building out there.
Oh, really? I love that building.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
It's just a square rectangle.
I love it. I think it's so pretty.
What?
I think it's a beautiful modernist piece.
I don't care for modernist architecture. I hate it. That building. I hate the Centennial building. I don't think much of the River Cedar View, you know, the Ralph Rapson building.
Oh, the Ralph Rapson building is great. What do you think about the IBM headquarters back to the news.
Both sides of the building, which is very whimsical, I think, and it just says, let's see, I have to remember now what it says. Curiosity is just the beginning. And I'm not sure whether it's aimed at just us drivers who don't work at 3M or whether it's aimed at the bazillion people that work at 3M to remind them that they're still that company that used to give employees X amount of time, like a week or a day, just to experiment, because that's how they came up with a lot of their ideas, is just people working on their own thinking, what would happen if I did this? And then next thing you know, they've got Post-it notes, you know, and they're making, or sandpaper, whatever. and so they have this whole campaign going on called the Wonder Campaign now, which I think is kind of fascinating. But people who have been driving by this building, it's hard not to start to imagine, well, what if we did that with all of our buildings? What if we wrapped them and made them giant advertising billboards?
Ugh.
What would that mean?
It sounds depressing. and the other one is...
The Pillsbury Mansion?
Yeah.
Yeah, people, you know, this is the last... Well, I don't know if it's the last one, but one of the last gigantic mansions on Lake Minnetonka. I think it sits on 13 acres.
Mm-hmm.
It's got room for like 6 cars, and it's got like 13 bedrooms and probably as many bathrooms, and nobody wants it. And so they're going to tear it down. It never made the National Register, although the architecture experts say it should have, but it didn't.
Okay.
And so for years, I think it's been on the market for like 10 years or so.
Yeah, those things can sit on the market for a long time because
well,
the pool
it?
Of people
who can afford it
is very small.
Yeah.
And then who wants a giant? I mean, I was just in Newport, Rhode Island, and we were driving down Bellevue Avenue where there's mansion after mansion after mansion. Those mansions, most of them are not inhabited by people. They're owned by a nonprofit that keeps all of them running, and it's a tourist attraction.
Right.
And those are really amazing houses with amazing histories. You can go from one to the other. It tells a story of a time in America.
Yeah.
And the Pillsbury House,
Well, I mean, from what I can tell, never having been there, what I can tell on the galleries over the years that the Star Tribune has published, it's pretty impressive inside, if you like that sort of thing.
I do.
But I always find it interesting when people start lamenting the loss of these things, and it's like they're angry at something, but I can't put my finger on what are you angry at? Are you angry at the Pillsbury's?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they either moved or died. The last person that bought it was one of the co-owners of the Vikings, and he moved off to Florida, and he's no spring chicken. And so, who are you mad at? Culture?
I know.
It's not
one of the cases where it got sold to a developer who's tearing it down under strange circumstances.
Well, what strange circumstances?
Oh, you know, There's a developer in New York in the 80s who bought an old building, and there were some beautiful friezes on the side that were supposed to, that were landmarks, and they're supposed to be preserved.
Yeah, and they didn't.
And then in the middle of the night, they came and just ripped them all down because it was going to be cheaper to just rip them down and get moving on than to go through. And then once
that's
it's
so
done,
the,
everyone said, well, I guess that's done. We've got to move on. And they were lost forever, you know?
Right.
That type of thing where you could get angry at the developer in that case.
Okay, but the developer hasn't done that.
No, no
here.
One's done anything. They're, like, people have tried to sell it. Just nobody wants it.
Right. And it's not as if people don't do the same thing, which is, which I kind of point out there. They buy these little starter homes and they move up and they cast them off and they move out and they go from new home to new home to new home. And but they want their old home or, you know, their old neighborhoods not to change.
Yeah.
So
I want everything to stay
really
the same
want?
Except for my home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that part is always...
We're hypocrites.
Me. Yes.
Today
we are.
In news, we're hypocrites.
There really isn't
Thanks, Bob.
A story in the news that isn't really about hypocrisy.
Today in hypocrisy, at AKA News. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.